Well, I certainly sensed God's hand on my life. I remember when I first heard as a newly converted high school student that there were colleges where you could go and study the Bible. I went to Multnomah Bible College in Portland, not far from where I grew up, which is the area where I still live. And I just remember thinking how unbelievable it was that I could actually go and study the Bible. That was my job as a student. And I just soaked up the Bible, theology, C.S. Lewis, A.W. Tozer, Francis Schaeffer. They were really my mentors in so many ways. I went to a church that was a good church, but not a strong doctrinal teaching church. So in some ways I was left to fend for myself, but through great books, God worked in my life. And that really prepared me to become a writer because I was the recipient of the benefit of the writings of others. Therefore, I've always had a great vision for what God can do through the written word, obviously primarily his own word that won't return to him empty without accomplishing the purpose for which he sent it. And God promises that about his words, not our words. But also, there is a secondary derivative power of written words that explain and take people back to the Word of God. And having been mentored by Lewis and Tozer and Schaeffer and Charles Spurgeon and others, it really prepared me to have the kind of vision for my own writing where I'd say, Lord, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve this. It's not by my merit, but would you use what I've written in other lives to change and transform them, even as you use the words of others to change and transform me?